tell them about that cake. Junaid, what Junaid said. Dolly, you have a busy worker, and it's a very sambe bass. No, about that person wants to go on a pilgrimage and he carries with him just a rope and a bucket.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Oh, God, yeah, let me think about this.
All right, then you remind me in my car. On faith, it is said.
Have you heard of the theory of the dipper in the bucket?
What is that?
There's a well-known psychiatrist named Donald Clifton who came to a convention once, and he was sort of a stout fellow, round face, big smile, sort of baldish, and he has made a lot of money and gotten a lot of fame because of his theory, the dipper in the bucket.
What is that?
Well, it's a long thing. I'll just say that he acted out to illustrate some of it. But the point is that we all have a bucket, and we try and fill it up so that we'll feel good. And if I say, "Hi, Arich, I'm so glad to see you," you know, then that fills your bucket, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if Baba gives you a big embrace, then your bucket is just overflowing
and so on.
So he had someone walk up and down, and you want to look at the person, but they don't want to look at you, and you say, hello, and they don't look back. So that doesn't make you feel very good. Or the teacher who slaps the child on the wrist or makes them stand in the back of the room, or the teacher who makes them run, then that takes out of their bucket.
Hmm.
Well, the rest of the theory is that each of us has a dipper also, and we go around, you know, trying to fill our buckets, and that some people always have their dippers out. And some people have holes in their buckets also, so that no matter how many nice things or good things happen to them, their bucket never gets full. And so he gave a couple other examples. If the child is at the morning breakfast table and spills the milk, the mother looks and sort of glances over, and then the father just, "Oh, you spilled your milk," you know, and he's indignant and throws down the newspaper. And he said, "You got your great big dipper in his little bitty bucket. And you just, you know, should have just ignored it." Or the person at a business luncheon and the coffee happens to go in the lap and the four people see it and it's dripping, 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 and he's trying to act like it's not hot and everything is okay, and then somebody at the table says, "You spilled your coffee," and he just feels, you know, totally embarrassed when somebody could have taken a very different approach. And he says his teachers or coaches or everybody that was there was sort of working in the health or sports field, that we should help kids to feel good about themselves and keep their buckets full and help fill their buckets. And the end, after a couple more examples, the secret behind filling your bucket, which is really Baba in a way, is filling up other people's buckets.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
Okay, I think I remember it with...
Okay, then see.
Okay, so there's this young man, mendicant, who decides to go on the pilgrimage. And he says that he is going with absolute reliance and faith in the Lord. And that if you rely on the Lord, then you don't need any provisions. But he brings along with him only two provisions, and this is the bucket and the robe. So he proceeds along, and as he proceeds along on the pilgrimage, and naturally always with remembrance of the Lord on his lips and in his heart, others also follow along, and a whole group begins to go across the desert in pilgrimage to Mecca. And as they're going through the desert, they sort of meander off on a route so that water becomes scarce, and after some days there isn't any water. And people are getting concerned because of the thirst and worried. And he says, "Never mind, we have to rely on the Lord." And they keep going further and further. And finally, they see an old well. And he runs forth and he says, "Now we'll just rely on the Lord and pray to the Lord. And the well will fill up with water." So they, am I saying this totally all wrong? And then the bucket, he says, "Okay, come on, you got to take over. Come on, save me from this." Because then I thought at the end, if he had waited, it would have come to his mouth. Okay, come on.
The thing is that you started very well. He's a lonely pilgrim.
He's alone.
lonely
pilgrim. You hear that? He filled your bucket a little bit. He said you started very well.
Yeah, that's right.
You took a good positive approach.
So the thing is that he was a lonely pilgrim.
Okay.
And he's going with full faith in the Lord and had nothing with him except a rope and a bucket. He's going from place to place, and now he's going through the desert to reach the place of pilgrimage, which is Mecca. Place of pilgrimage. Luckily, you all haven't to traverse through the desert. At least you have to cross the oceans, and that's all. But at that time, they had to traverse through the desert also. Well, he's on foot. He's not on a camel or anything of sort. And he's hoping that very soon he might find water, because he's very thirsty. So much so that now he cannot walk. He has to crawl, but he's in the hope that he will find. He sees water, but it's nothing but a mirage. Then he again goes and again crawls, and the last bit, you know, and all of a sudden, to his amazement, he does see some herd of animals there, you see. And as he is approaching there, they all seem to be putting their head there, have dipped their heads there. And they seem to be drinking water. Is it a pool? What is it? What's all this? As he approaches, as he goes closer and closer, what he finds, the animals get disturbed. And drops of water are dripping from the mouth. He sees that from a distance. And the animals disturbed, they go stray away because of a human being there. He says, there is water there. And he picks up his courage and gets more strength from the hope that there is water. He goes close to the well and sees there is water. And he immediately he knew that the water was brimful there in the well. But what has happened? All of a sudden the water is receding. So very quickly he puts his bucket and his rope down. So the level recedes, goes on receding. And he is just trying to get at the level, but unfortunately, the rope is too short. And he cries out loud to the Lord. He says, why? I am going for pilgrimage. I am going to remember you all the more. I am for you, my Lord. And you have given water right up to the brim of the well for the animals. But why do you deny me the water? I am thirsty. I am about to die. So he hears the voice. He says, well, they totally relied on me. You carry a rope and a bucket. Oh. So he just, through disgust, you see, he lets go the rope and lets go the bucket inside the well. And he's just waiting on the mercy of the Lord. The water level begins to rise. And he's so thirsty as he sees, you see, the water rises. And then he bends down and just scoops water and drinks, you see. And all praise be to the Lord. He exalts the Lord and this and that. And he's very happy and refreshed. He regains his strength and makes the last stretch to the pilgrimage, for the pilgrimage there to Mecca. He reaches there. And naturally he's all elated with this experience. Like, who wouldn't be? It is there. Well, the level rose, you see, because of my faith in my Lord and all that. And there is water there. There is no difficulty there. It's a place of pilgrimage. Every facility is given there for the pilgrims and all that. And invariably there comes some masters to give their sermons or talk and this and that. So there was one perfect master at the time by name Junayr. It's a true story, mind you, this is. So he hears of Junayr. Junayr has come here. Oh, well. This is the crowning glory of my pilgrimage. The perfect master is here. Wonderful. So he hears that he is going to give a talk. So he gives a talk on the faith in the Lord and all that sort of thing. And he can't contain himself, this pilgrim. So after all this talk was over and all that, people are dispersing. So he goes up to Junayr and says, Master, I have to tell you one experience that I just had on my way to the pilgrimage. The master says, what is it? Tell me. And he describes the whole scene. how exhausted he was and what had happened and all that. And then what happened after he threw the bucket and says, Master, the well, the level in the well started rising. The water was rising. And then I was so thirsty that it rose to the extent that I could stoop down and scoop water and refresh myself. Oh, you are a disbeliever. You are an unbeliever. You have no faith in him. He says, why? The water level did rise. He says, yeah, it would have overflowed. Had you faith and had you patience, it would have come up right to the brim. You wouldn't have had to take the trouble to bend down, you see.
Hmm.
That is the story.